Are you on the run and need your vehicle to be in top condition? Avoid unexpected breakdowns. Come see Lions Express Lube and Oil. Get peace of mind with fast, reliable services. Do you have a maintenance check light on? Lions Express Lube and Oil, locally owned for the last 26 years, can reset that light on most foreign and domestic vehicles and RVs. With all the pollen, mold, and mildew in the air coming into your vehicle, let us check your cabin filter. Yes, some vehicles have cabin filters, and we can clean up your air. Lions Express Lube and Oil at 5605 Almond Street in Paradise, on the corner of Birch and Almond. Our number is 872-8583. 872-8583. We love to see you.
Jesus, humble Savior, perfect maker, there is no greater story. Holy Spirit, burn inside.
Good morning, KKXX listeners. Welcome to Christ Today with your host, Curtis Smith, bringing to you a life-encouraging, uplifting program, and hopefully you guys are being blessed by listening to it. So today we have our guest, Katie and Becca, from the Paradise Salvation Army. They're not the ones that were here originally from the Chico Corps. They are the Paradise branch, and they're here today to share with you testimony, encouraging reports about the Salvation Army in Paradise, and we hope that you are blessed today by listening to our show. I also want to encourage you that if you're loving this program every week and you're really encouraged by what you hear, please feel free to call us and let us know. The number is 894-7325, and we're going to start our morning off with Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great.
So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about you and a little bit about what brought you into the Salvation Army, and we can go from there.
Perfect. I'm Katie Montgomery, and I've been in the Salvation Army for 5 years, and I've done that duration in Paradise. And it's the service extension. So it's a little branch off of the core. The difference between the two is the core actually has a church on site and we do not. And usually service extension is in a smaller community. And I can't believe I haven't been doing this more in my life. My whole life is giving back and doing what I've been doing with the Salvation Army. I came into it about 5 years ago, and a very, very close friend of mine was working for Salvation Army and asked how I'd feel and if I would want to be a part of it. And I jumped into it, and I've been here ever since, and I love every minute of it.
How did you, before you got into the Salvation Army, how did you come to Christ? How did you come to your relationship in the Lord?
Well, my whole life, I've gone to Sunday school, and it's been a part of my life. And I think sometimes we take for granted our days, and we don't reach Him as often as we should. But I think being in the Salvation Army and having it a part of my everyday life, and knowing that He's there, and continuing and just doing the ministry of what life is about, and reaching out, and not only taking care of ourselves in the Lord, but to reach out and to hopefully others can reach out and touch Him the way that we do. And if they can't, then we need to show them how. And it's a very important part of the Salvation Army.
Has the Salvation Army in any way at all played a part in your life, or did it play a part in your life before you got involved with it?
I remember as a kid and seeing the red kettle and asking my dad for a nickel or dime or quarter or whatever and putting it in the kettle. But other than that, I haven't had a ton of experience. And of course, donating to the Salvation Army. But until I got into it is when I jumped in with both feet and just went for it.
So you started 5 years ago. So how was it when you first got started compared to what are some of the things that you're facing today? Did it start off really good and now become challenging, or did it start off challenging and now you're really, how did it start off and how is it now that you're doing it?
It was definitely challenging at first just because it's something I've never done before. You go with the flow, and that's Christ behind you and pushing you and getting to where you need to be in your life. I think that now, just as long as I've been there, it's second nature. It's my life. And I've dedicated my life to the Salvation Army and helping others and doing what I do on a daily basis.
Now, does the Chico Salvation Army help out the Paradise Salvation Army in any way at all? Do they work with you guys and help you guys with the projects that you do? How do they get them? Are they involved at all?
They are involved in our, definitely. We are one big family. Programs and whatnot, they do have their own programs and we have our own programs. But we are always there for each other through whatever. If we have a question or if I need to run down to Chico Corps and borrow a sign or whatever like I have before, they're always there for us. So we are one big happy family.
And do you guys help them in any of the stuff that they do? Do you guys laying a hand to the Chico Salvation Army group?
Well, we have been a part of a few things. In fact, Becca and I just went to one of their big advisory committee meetings. So we were a part of that and got to speak at that and let their advisory committee know a little bit about what the service extension does up in Paradise. So that was nice. But, a lot of things, we're so busy in our own communities doing our own things and our own projects and doing our own benefits that sometimes it's a little hard to get away. But we are always, like I said before, we are always there for each other.
I'm a listener in the Paradise area, so I'm hearing about you guys and I want to donate. Where does my money go to, and what kind of programs am I helping by being a donor to the Salvation Army?
If you donate to the Salvation Army in Paradise, that money will stay in Paradise. That is a huge thing. When you donate at this thrift store even, and I can talk about that in a little bit of that we've moved recently and everything. So, as any time you want to donate anything, it always stays in Paradise. If you donate in Paradise. If you donate in Chico, then of course it stays in Chico.
Okay.
And that goes with the Red Kettle season too. The Christmas Red Kettle, we all know that, and we always hear the bells ringing when we walk into grocery stores. All that money that's in those kettles stays right in Paradise so we can keep our programs going.
The Chico Salvation Army just recently had to stack the bus or pack the bus. Did any of that go to help you guys or your programs in Paradise?
No, it's separate. Yeah, it's totally separate, that program. We have done that program before. It's just we have found other things that have brought in money, and we're not a part of the stuff the bus right now.
And what might be some of those other projects that you guys find to be helpful in the area?
We just got done doing the bowling benefit. It was the second annual bowling
benefit.
How was
that?
It was awesome. Last year, we brought in a little over, $1,400? Mm-hmm. And this year it was
$1,600.
So we did a lot more. And all of the bowling benefit, what that benefits is our children's programs, which is camp, mm-hmm. which is 5 days away. For 10 children at Camp DeLauro at the Salvation Army Camp in Nevada City. And it's a wonderful, wonderful camp. And it's, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Is that like a Christian camp? Or
oh yeah, it's a Salvation Army camp. It's beautiful. And then the other children's program that we do that it benefited was Child Spree. And Child Spree, we helped 30 children up on the ridge that are less fortunate, and we give them $100 to spend towards new school clothes for the new school season.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is a great, great, fun event.
How has that impacted you?
Oh, it's just, it's very humbling. It's amazing. And I think, you know, when you're all done with the day and you look back at what you've done and how you've touched not only the children's lives, but the parents, and maybe even a hug or a quick prayer or anything, just a kind word, a positive word, that's what it's all about.
Give me a testimony of somebody who you know particularly was touched by your devotion and your commitment to the Salvation Army in Paradise. Give us a testimony of a couple people, maybe one or two people that you saw lives changed by how you were able to help them in the area.
Well, you know, there's been so many, but one in particular, there's a lot of people that come in and they have a really hard time asking for help. Very, very difficult. We have the REACH program, and that is REACH's program to help pay a utility bill.
Oh, okay.
And it is a privately funded program through PG&E, and we merely facilitate the program. So a lot of people have a very hard time coming in because they're, you know, they've been fine for a long time, and then maybe they lost their job or maybe lost a loved one, and they
fear
just
fear and pride, right?
Yeah, and they just need to get right back on track again. And sometimes it's just finding themselves again. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times, like I said, they just have a hard time asking, and we will end up helping them. And then later on down the road, they always say, you know what, I'm going to come back and do what I can to give back to you. And I've had a man come in 2 years later that he was homeless. He had nothing. He didn't have a car. He had nothing. And he came back 2 years later and told me that he got a job. He has a car. Like, he got his son back. Like, all these wonderful, wonderful things. And he came back and was teary-eyed and said, because of you, this is what happened. And this is why, of your positive words and what you've done. And I mean, that was like the best day ever.
Well, sad to say, you're going to be leaving the Salvation Army Project in Paradise. Give us a little bit of background as to why you're leaving and where you're going.
Okay. I decided that it's time for me to move my ministry and keep it going somewhere else. So I am moving to Elko, Nevada. And the reason for that, too, is my fiance, Sean.
Yeah, that's always the situation. The guy's taking you away from Paradise. Well, we'll release you.
He is amazing, and he's been a huge part of the Salvation Army with me, and he has been there for a little over a year, and he works for the state, and it's just time for me to move on and continue my ministry in another area of the world and just make my mark there.
What are you going to be doing there? You just said something before the program started. You're going to be doing a what there in Elkhorn?
I guess the service.
You're going to be starting up a.
Oh, I'm going to be starting up the Salvation Army, obviously. We're now looking at an office right now, and that should be on the go. But I'm just starting it from the ground up and making it to where it's a service extension and where exactly how it's ran in Paradise is what I'd like to see down the road for Elko.
Any projects that you plan on taking to that? Or are you going to start new projects for that area?
You know, I just kind of, it's a completely different community than Paradise. So I just kind of have to see. I do have some little ideas up my sleeve. But, you know, it's just getting it up and running and letting people know that we are there and showing that Salvation Army is there. And, you know, let us help. Let us be a part of your life.
We're going to take a short break and come back. All right, KKXX listeners, you are listening to Christ Today on KKXX 930 AM, 104.5 FM, and ChristToday.org. If you're interested in the show, you like the show, please give us a call and let us know what you think about it, especially our guest. We'd like to know what you like about the show and what you want to hear on the program. Our number is 894-7325. 894-7325. I'm also going to throw out at you folks out there that we have an event coming up in Yuba City. Now, Yuba City is not too far from Butte County. It's probably about 45 minutes from Chico. I don't know how far it is from Paradise. Hop, skip, and a jump, I believe. But anyways, we have a five-day tent crusade at the Yuba Sutter Fairgrounds. It's Mario Murillo. Mario Murillo will be speaking in the ministry there for 5 days at 7 o'clock at night. And the Bridge Church is putting that on, and it's the 10th through the 14th of June at 7 o'clock. If you guys want more information, feel free to call the Bridge in Yuba City, or feel free to call and ask for Curtis at the station. I'll give you as much information as possible. Or you can go on the computer, and you can look up Yuba City Bridge Church, and you'll get information there regarding the church in Yuba City and regarding the Mario Murillo Crusade. All right, we're going to get back to the show. All right, so Katie, we're getting back to you. So you were looking for some help, somebody that would come in and take your spot. Did you find anybody in the process?
I did. I found a wonderful young lady. Her name is Rebecca Freitas, and she's great. She's new to the community, and she's actually from where I'm going to move.
Carson City, right?
Yeah, she's from Nevada. So, she is just jumped right in with both feet, and she has just done a great job so far. So
maybe I can turn it over to Becca now.
Sure.
Is that if I call you Becca or Rebecca?
Becca.
Okay. So tell us how you came to the Lord and how through that you got involved with the Salvation Army.
Well, you know, I've always gone to church my whole life. I've always gone to Sunday school. I was very involved with the church when I was in high school. I started a Bible club at my high school, actually, and we met every Thursday. It was awesome. And actually, also, when I was little, the Salvation Army played a big role in my life because, you know, things happen and you get down and you get out and sometimes you just need a hand up. And so the Salvation Army was that for my family several times when I was little. So I've kind of had the Salvation Army in my life my whole life. And I'm so happy to be a part of it again and to be working with the Salvation Army here in Paradise.
Were you involved in Carson City, or did you just come to Paradise and get involved? How did you get involved with Salvation Army?
I wasn't in Carson City at all. I actually had a totally different career in Carson City.
Tell us about that before we get into. Tell us a little bit about you, and so people can get a little bit more of a feel of who you are.
Okay, I was a behavior therapist in Carson City.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I worked with children with autism, did in-home programs, and I loved it. I loved that job. I did it for 4 years. Just about 4 years, and it was wonderful.
So what would take you from Carson City to Paradise to be involved with the Salvation Army when you love doing autism work with kids that had autism? What brought the change about?
Well, actually, my boyfriend got a job here in Paradise, and his...
Boyfriends are doing this, see, folks. It's the boyfriends.
And his whole family lives here in Paradise. We just decided that it would be best to move closer to family, and like I said, he had a wonderful job lined up here. So we made the move about a year ago. And we'll never leave.
So when you came from Carson City to Paradise, did you run into Katie and she told you about the Salvation? How did you get connected to Katie to get connected to this project that you're going to be taking over?
Gosh, that's kind of a long story.
Go and tell us.
Well, okay, so last summer, when we moved here, my boyfriend's job fell through pretty much right after we moved here. So we were down and very out for a couple months. I ran into a lady who was looking for an in-home caregiver, and so I started working for her, and she happens to run another nonprofit in Paradise, And her nonprofit works very closely with the Salvation Army at Christmas time, as does all of the other nonprofits.
Would that be Made in Paradise at all?
No.
Okay.
And at Christmas time, all of the programs that help children with presents work closely together. And so through that, I met Katie. And when I heard that Katie was leaving, actually, somebody approached me about if I'd be interested in the job. And I said, absolutely.
So you're just like, yeah, I'll take it on. I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but I'll take it on.
Pretty much. That's what I told her. That's pretty much
so
how it went.
Does it look like it's going to be a lot more than you expected?
It's a lot. It's definitely a lot. It's a lot more than I expected, yes, but it's all stuff that I've done in pieces before. So it's just about putting all of the skills that I've previously gained from other jobs into one job. So
what do you feel like you're bringing to it that you have? What's the biggest talent or biggest gift or skill that you have that you're bringing to this program that you're going to be involved in?
Oh, gosh.
I'll give you some time to think.
That's a hard question. I don't know. I'm very, very, my passion is to help other people and to help people in any way that I can and however I can. And I just think that's what I bring to the Salvation Army is just that drive to do for others. Like, for example, I'd like to do a couple more service projects for the community. An Easter egg hunt for some of our clients is one of the things that I had thought about doing for next year, and maybe a barbecue midsummer for our clients. Mm-hmm. Things like that is what I want to bring to the Salvation Army in Paradise.
Sounds good. So are you getting out there and getting to meet the people, getting to know the people, getting connected to the people?
Yes, I've met a lot of people since I've started at Salvation Army, through Katie, through my own efforts, through clients, through everybody. I've met a lot of people in Paradise.
And we are a part of the Quota Club in Paradise, which is wonderful.
What is that? Tell us a little bit about the Quota Club.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just a great group of women, and it's a service club, and we do all different kinds of things in the community, and it's just nice to have that rapport of just wonderful women in the community that are either retired or some of them are still working. Just well-known people in the community. And we also have an advisory committee, which is huge for Salvation Army. And those are wonderful people, too, in the community that all come together and help the Salvation Army however they can. And
does Paradise really get behind the Salvation Army, or how is their support for Salvation Army in Paradise?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Every year we've put on a kettle dinner. Mm-hmm. It's a kettle kickoff dinner, which kicks off.
I missed
off,
the last one.
Which, oh, darn it. Boo to you. It's an amazing event.
I love
event.
To eat, too, folks.
Yeah, it's an amazing, amazing event, and it kicks off the Christmas kettle season. And, boy, the community just is huge, and they're so, so responsive to it and just come and really are very involved in the Salvation Army.
And actually, that's one of the things that surprised me most is how behind the Salvation Army the community is. Like, every service club, everybody I've run into, everybody just has such a great opinion of the Salvation Army and just is all about helping and supporting in whatever way they can, and it's wonderful.
How did the bowling project work out, the last bowling project that you had? What did you see that was significant or that really spoke to you about the support of the community?
You know, it's very humbling to see just people, how willing and able they are to, you know, reach into their wallet and, you know, their purse and to donate to the Salvation Army. And, you know, I think, you know, when you are doing a special benefit for children too, it pulls the heartstrings of the community. And, you know, we want to help. They want to help. They want to be a part of it. And it's huge. Honestly, any benefit that we've done in Paradise, it's been very, very successful.
Do kids get involved? Do kids help you guys out a lot?
Yeah, you know, we've had kids come. I've been asked to speak at different churches and let the kids know in Sunday school of, you know, what we do and how they can get involved in the community. We've had Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts come and sort food. We've had the Cove, which is a group of mentally disabled mm-hmm. people come and sort food for us. And we love that. You know, that's what it's all about mm-hmm. is giving a handout. And that's my favorite part of it.
When you go to Elko, what do you plan to take there?
Well, everything that I've learned here in Paradise and what I've been taught and what I've learned, and just making a mark in the community. I want people to know my face and know that I'm the face of the Salvation Army.
She has a very beautiful face.
Oh.
They're both beautiful.
And, you know, it's just, I just want to continue the ministry in Elko and of what I do on a daily basis. And whether it's, you know, giving somebody a bag of food or a hug or a prayer or having somebody volunteer or donate their time, you know, meetings, if I'm going to speak a lot there. I really want the community to know who I am and who I represent.
How much of the revenue that came in from your guys' nonprofit organization, has most of that came strictly from community involved activities that you guys do, or are there other ways that you guys bring in the income to, or bring in the revenue into the area?
Every dollar that's donated stays right there and keeps our programs going. And our biggest one is the kettle season.
There's a lot of programs that the dollars don't stay right there, right?
Oh, definitely.
So you guys are volunteers, or you guys are paid salary, or how does it work?
Yes, we are hourly, actually, and that's how Salvation Army works, is that we literally, all the dollars come back, and it all goes out to help, you know, and have different programs, and our hourly wages. That's what the Salvation Army is all about.
So is that full-time, like 40 hours a week or more? Or
yes, I am full-time, and training Becca, yes, she's full-time also.
Are you ready to go 40 hours a week?
I am.
With the kid and everything? How are you going to manage that?
I am. You know, I actually have three kids.
Gee whiz. Time for you to get married.
I have a wonderful support system behind me, so working full-time and having three children is not going to be a problem, although my children will be very involved in the Salvation Army also.
How do you see them as being involved?
My older two, they're 3 and 5, my older two are, and they'll be there sorting food for me. They'll be out ringing bells for the kettles. They'll be out doing all of the things that I'll be doing, essentially. They'll just be with me all the time.
When you work for the Salvation Army, your family does too. It's a family effort. It's just something everybody, it's just what your family does. We all just chip in and help out. And, you know, Sean, my fiance, has been a huge part. Both of my kids, the same thing. They've been there every step of the way to help. And it's just, it's a part of our life and what we love. And it's just that ministry.
We still got a ways to go. So what else do you guys feel on your heart that you guys want to share, you guys want to talk about? Or what else rings true to you that you guys might want to share with our listeners? They're open to listening to all kinds of stuff, so we got a few minutes. So, Becca, why don't you share something, or what's on your heart?
I just want to say that it's moved me a lot. I've only been with the Salvation Army for just less than 3 months, almost 3 months, actually.
And I remember when you first came into
the
Cozy Diner.
Yes.
Because I'm a part of the Lions Club.
Yes.
And you guys came in there, and you were looking kind of...
scared.
Yeah, I saw that fear
deer
on you.
In the headlights.
And Katie, you just look like you were ready to just, I'm ready to leave now, let's go. So being here, it's like Becca, you're not nervous talking on the radio. It doesn't seem that you're nervous. And Katie, you got a lot of energy, a lot of motivation. You've got a lot to share with the program and what God has done in you. But Becca, tell us a little bit about where you were going with that. Sorry.
That's okay. I was just saying that it's moved me a lot. It's I've grown a lot since I started, not even 3 months
How?
Ago. Well, just watching the day to day, you know, ins and outs of the office, watching the clients come in, you know, watching their faces as they ask for help, because like Katie said, it is hard for a lot of them, you know, and then the fact that we're able to help them, and they just leave so grateful and so appreciative, and it's just a wonderful feeling, and it's a wonderful thing to see.
How many clients have you helped, Katie, over the last 5 years? That's one of the questions I wanted to ask. How many people have you personally seen yourself be able to help?
Well, just last year it was 4,500. So
my gosh.
Let's times that by 5. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
And do you help them over and over and over again, or is it one time only? Or
oh, no. Well, we do have a pantry at the office, and the pantry you can utilize once every 4 months. Mm-hmm. And there are a bunch of other pantries up on the ridge, which is wonderful, too. There's so many great programs up there, and we all work together. And then, you know, different programs like Christmas and Child Spree, you know, certain ones like Child Spree, you can do like every other year. Camp, you can do every year. But of course, we want ones that haven't gone before have the first come first, you know, serve basis. But oh, no, people come back. I mean, we, you know, sometimes people come in every day to get a loaf of bread.
And they can come in every day?
Every day and get a loaf of bread.
And you guys have people in the community that are donating food to you and stuff?
Oh, yeah. We get bread 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. Yep. So
from the Paradise groups, Paradise
we
stores
have,
and stuff?
Yep. We have Safeway on Monday, Wednesday. Cove comes by.
What is Cove?
Cove is the California Vocations. They're okay. The group that they have the mentally disabled folks, and they come around, and oh, it's they make my day. I just love it when they come by. And then Thursday, Gleaners donates.
Gleaners.
Yes.
That's the senior program.
Yeah, they donate a bunch of bread to us, too. So we always have bread on our table, and we always have oatmeal. And sometimes we have just some other fun little things that they can pick up. And, of course, I did grab a bunch of stickers, KKXX stickers, so hopefully I can hand all those out, too.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
So, Katie, what do you feel on your heart? We've got quite a few minutes. So what do you feel on your heart that you'd like to share with the listeners? Maybe some things that can hit home to them. Maybe some things that you've had as personal experiences in your life that maybe could be a testimony to people that are listening today. Is there anything on your heart that you'd like to share?
You know, I'm really big with I'm a very, very, very positive person. And, you know, I think when you're down and out and you're having a tough time, just, you know, look up and, you know, go to somebody or, you know, say a prayer or go to a friend or go to a church. If you haven't been to church, go check it out. There's a million churches up in Paradise, and they would be there willing and able with their arms open. And sometimes, you know, the Lord is who you need to turn to, and, you know, He's always there and will always listen. So, you know, even if you don't feel comfortable talking to somebody about it, Becca and I are always, our door is always open. And if you want to talk to us about anything or anything that's, you know, weighing on you, we'll pray with you, we'll hug you, we'll give you some encouraging words. And if we can't help in some circumstance, we'll point you in the right direction.
You guys are running out of words. We still got a half hour. Anything you want to share? Anything else, Becca?
It's hard to just talk.
Well, you know, telling the people what's on your heart, what's on your mind, what's on your spirit. I mean, if there's nothing else, that's, we can kind of end it a little early and I can talk for a little bit.
Okay.
So
go for it, Curtis.
I'll talk.
Okay.
So I think anybody out there that needs to get involved in something should get involved in the Salvation Army. I think you guys should get involved in programs that are out reaching out to people and find out about how they got started. I mean, Katie, do you know anything about how the Salvation Army got started?
Of course I do.
So how did you get started?
Well, gosh, this is like
our listeners need our listeners need to know.
Well, there was a man. His name was William Booth, and
not the same one that shot Abraham Lincoln, right?
No. And you know, I'll tell you a really cool story about him. He decided that, you know, his life was about giving back. And that's what he wanted to dedicate his life to. And he was in San Francisco, and this was in the 1800s. And he decided that he was going to take a crab pot, the baskets. Well, mm-hmm. It was like a basket then, like not how they are now, obviously. And he was standing out on the wharf, and he was ringing a bell, and he was saying, you know, donate, you know, some change and money or whatever that you could to help people in the community. And that's how the whole Red Kettle season started, was because of him doing that. And he did it for years and years, and people would throw money into the crab pot. And I love that, just to think back that somebody was so, his heart was so wanting to give back and his salvation and his army, and that's how it all came about.
So instead of being down and depressed and sad and feeling the blues and stuff, find a way to give back to the community. This man found a way to give back, and that's how we got the Salvation Army started. And it's helped many, many people throughout the years, correct?
Oh, geez. Yeah, just huge. I love talking to people if they ask me, and I just met somebody, and they ask, oh, what do you do? And, oh, you know, I do social work for the Salvation Army. And their eyes twinkle. Like, it's just... it's a golden thing. It really is. There's just, I can't imagine my life any other way and doing anything else.
So you wouldn't give it up for anything?
Not for anything.
Not even if a $1 million job came your way?
No, I wouldn't.
Your passion is the Salvation Army.
Totally. Completely. Yep. It is my life.
Now, does the Salvation Army really do any projects like working with, one of you said that you had worked with children with autism. So does the Salvation Army help in any of that kind of stuff, like working with kids that have special needs or working with kids that have learning problems? Or do you guys have a way of being able to work with kids that are down and out that need help? And if so,
you know,
how do you guys do
that? We don't have a specific program, but we definitely would love for programs to come in. And when we get our green bags in Paradise, when people donate food in the community and we get those green bags, you know, we would love to have different groups come in and start sorting food for us.
So how do you plan on going about getting your interest or input and their involvement? What are your guys' ideas of going out and getting them involved and being able to work with these kids and maybe getting these kids involved with you guys? Do you guys have any ideas? Or Becca, do you have any ideas? Or
Well, she did just start a Facebook page, so she's been doing that, and okay. She's great at it. And you know, it's just reaching out in the community. So we, if that is something that we, you know, wanted to do and thought it would be very beneficial, of course you can just call. If you're a club, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, you know, autism group,
who
anybody,
the heck do they call?
I know. Who do they call?
They call me.
Well, yeah, to you, but Katie's still there for another week or so, right?
Yeah, but she's still,
well, they can
me,
call either person, but they have to have a number. They can't just pick up the phone and call no one.
Yep, I mean, it's 872-1534. And you can always email and email.
What's the email address?
Email is K-A-T-I-E, Katie dot Montgomery, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y, at usw.salvationarmy.org.
And what's the other one, Becca?
It's Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A dot Freitas, F-R-E-I-T-A-S, at usw.salvationarmy.org.
Wow.
Please get a hold of us. We would love to have you guys come and check it, and even check out our new office. Oh, my gosh, we haven't talked about our new office.
Yeah, why don't you do that? We still got 26 minutes.
Okay, 26 minutes to talk about the office. I'm kidding. And then we have the donut day coming up, too.
Tell about those two things.
Okay, so I'll talk about
before
the,
you do that, I'll take
about,
an, before you
I'll
do
talk
that,
about the new office.
Before okay,
you,
go
before
talk
you
about
do
the
that,
office.
I'll take another break.
Okay.
So listeners, once again, you're listening to KKXX Christ Today on 9:30 a.m. and 104.5 FM. And like I said before, if you are encouraged by this program, feel free to call us at 894-7325 and tell us what you liked about the show and if you enjoyed the show. And I want to encourage you to really get behind the Salvation Army in Paradise or Chico and help them out. They can always use your help and your support. And they can even use the encouragement because they're doing a lot of work. They've given up themselves to really help the city out, really help the community out, and they're doing a lot. So anybody out there that wants to give them a hands up, feel free to do so. We're going to get back to the show and let them talk about the office and Donut Day. Go ahead, whoever wants to start.
I'll go ahead and I'll talk about the new office. So we just moved locations. We were on Clark Road across from Black Bear Diner, and now we're on Skyway. So there's the old Builder Supply building, and the address is 7015 Skyway, and we're connected to the thrift store now. So the thrift store is in the front, and we're on the side of the building, and it's awesome to be in the same building.
No longer divided. You're together.
Yes, and we work together very well. And the donation center is right there on site, too, for the thrift store. There's a big warehouse in the back that you can come donate your items. And if your items are too big, there's a truck you can call. it's awesome being together and working together in the same building now.
One-stop shop.
How was it when it was separated? Did it make things hard? Did it make things a challenge?
You know, it didn't really. I think because I didn't know how it was going to be together, you know. Mm-hmm. So when they were down the street, they were on Clark, and they mm-hmm. were in an old, you know, kind of a dingy building. And now it's just, the thrift store is just beautiful. It's really great. And everybody there, we've all been working great together. So it's great. Now, there weren't really any challenges. I think the last 2 years, I really wanted them to be involved in a lot of programs with us, that we did. Because the thrift store, you know, they might not do what we do, but they are the Salvation Army. And I love it when they come to the events.
Well, the thrift store is the bread and butter. That's where most of the money comes from.
Totally. And do you know where that money goes?
to the projects that you guys do in Chico. Or
not to the Paradise, all the donations. All the donations that are donated to the thrift store, all that money in the thrift store goes to the ARC, which is the Adult Rehabilitation Center here in Chico.
Okay.
Yep. No, it's in Chico, and it is all the money is funded there. Every dime of the thrift store, that's where the money goes. So people that are addicted to drugs and alcohol can go through a six-month program for free.
Oh, so it goes to the Adult Rehabilitation Center that you guys opened up recently in Chico.
No, it's been there for a long time.
Oh, really? Never heard about it. I thought you guys had just opened up one.
No, huh? It's been there for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's out at Browns Valley Highway. It's out there. And
how many people get
wonderful
help from
program
there?
Oh, my gosh. So many. And it's great. If you go on the website, Salvation Army website, they have testimonials, and it's truly amazing how the Salvation Army has touched these people's lives and and gotten them rehabilitated. It's truly amazing.
Turn their lives around.
Yep. So every time you guys, anybody donates to the thrift store, know that, you know, that money goes to that, to have it for free for people that are addicted to drugs and alcohol.
That might explain to some of the people in the Chico area why some of the prices have gone up at the Salvation Army stores.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I don't know. I just, Becca and I love to go to their store. Sometimes we'll run over there on our lunch break. And, you know, and to know where our dollars are going, it just makes
it
that.
At least it knows you know it's going into the community.
Definitely. And a lot of people don't know that, you know. And a lot of people don't know that, you know, the Salvation Army, when you say that, they immediately think of the thrift store. They don't realize that there is the social, you know, center. There is the family services. And that's what we do. And
How many programs are connected to the Salvation Army in Paradise? How many programs
like programs, like benefits and
no,
whatnot?
Like programs, like you have the thrift store, you have the pantry. What else do you guys have as far as programs connected?
Oh, we have the REACH program, which is the utility assistance.
So if somebody out there is having problems and they need help, what do they do to get help for a bill or something?
You have to, when you call to the office, the first thing you have to have is a 15-day or 48-hour shutoff notice.
Okay.
Once you have that, we will do a screening over the phone with you, and it lasts anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. And just make sure that bill is in front of you, and we'll ask a series of questions, and you do have to qualify.
So is there a lot that takes to qualify, or just being down and out and needing income?
You know, it's one of those programs that if we can't help there, then we'll point you in the right direction. So mm-hmm. It's one of those, it's a quick, you know, screening, but if you don't qualify, then we'll definitely point you in the right direction.
Okay. So how many different hats do you wear being a part of the program? How many different
well,
things
Well, let me
do
get them
do?
All out and count them.
That would be nice, because it seems like you have so much that you do. So you, what
we
all,
do,
what
you
all
know,
do you do as well, your job? What all do you do?
Oh my gosh, there's just so much. I mean, it's phones and people walking in, and it's not just the clients. There's behind the scenes too, and that's just a lot of paperwork. And we go to a training camp twice a year just for service extension and. The Del Oro division, and we all meet in Nevada City at the Salvation Army camp, and we go over everything that people don't realize, what we do on a daily basis.
And that's why you need to tell them.
And you're right. And we are all over the place. We're very, very busy girls.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to say because we're so busy all the time that it's just we always have something to do.
You do so much, you don't have time for a coffee break.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to take time for a coffee break. And we do. And even if it's like what we're doing right now, this is what we love to do. We love to speak in the community and let people know who we are and what we do.
Do you get a lot of opportunities to do that?
We do. And, they're always open to it. I'll cut, we've gone to Rotary. We go to Lions where you were. We've gone to Exchange. We've gone to different churches, I've spoke so many different places, and it's a part of the job, and I love it. I'm not shy.
You're what?
I'm not shy.
Only on radio.
No, I'm not.
I'm just kidding. So, Becca, anything else that you want to share? You've still got a few minutes.
Oh, I don't know. I just,
Katie said a whole lot. Maybe you can piggyback off
I
that
always
stuff
say
she said.
I say too much.
Katie's good at talking.
Well, you need to learn that so you can be good because you're getting ready to take her spot.
Yes, I do need to learn how to talk to
people.
Yeah,
please tell us about Donut Days.
Okay.
Oh, so and real quickly, if you really want to learn how to talk, I recommend up there in Paradise for anybody who's interested, the Toastmasters Club, which meets at 6:30 every Wednesday morning, and it really helps you learn how to communicate and how to talk and how to do presentations.
Maybe I'll check that out.
You should.
All right. Mm-hmm. So Donut Day, we have Donut Day coming up on June 5th, which is next Friday.
I love donuts.
Me too. Mm-hmm. We'll be at Dalio Donuts, both Magalia and Paradise. They'll have a special Salvation Army donut with red sprinkles on it to help celebrate. Kettles out, of course, to help raise some money for our programs.
They're actually making a red donut for Salvation Army.
Red
sprinkles.
They
and are you guys supplying the sprinkles or are they?
They are.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yes, it's wonderful. They've been working very well with us and they're so supportive and we're so supportive of them and it's going to be a great day.
That's cool. So what activity that you've done, Katie, and what activity that you've done that you really like the most that you've done with the Salvation Army up there in Paradise? What activity sticks out the most?
I love camp. Camp is my favorite for the kids. And I think what is so awesome is, you know, they're less fortunate families and they pay $25 to go to camp. And it costs the Salvation Army $250 to send them to camp. But we do the discounted price so they can have that wonderful experience. And I love taking them to camp and they're kind of, you know, they're shy and they're quiet. And, you know, you have these kids and you try and spark up conversations with them. And then 5 days later, you go pick them up and they're singing all the way home. It's just, it's remarkable. And every day they have chapel and it's just, it's a huge part of their life. And, you know, bringing them and coming to the Lord and understanding what he's there for and what he does for us on a daily basis. And it's so huge for the kids. And I love that.
You said you have 3 kids?
I have 2 kids.
Have your kids been impacted by the camp?
Actually, my daughter went to music camp last year, mm-hmm. Joby, and she did remarkable. She loved it. And music camp is a little bit longer. It was 10 days. Mm. And so she got a little homesick there for a second. But she did wonderful. And she, this year, we're unable to do it because we're moving. But hopefully next year she can go. But it
if
is.
We're still here.
I know. It's amazing how it impacts the kids. It really is. So.
What is your vision, Becca, for Paradise? What is your vision?
You know, my vision for Paradise, the Salvation Army Service Extension up there, is just to keep it going the way that it's been going. All of the ladies before me have done a wonderful job at, you know, setting things up, getting the programs going, reaching out to the community, making an impact in the community. And I want to just keep on with that, continue with that. And just, I mean, the Salvation Army is such a wonderful part of Paradise. And we do so many things and we just love our clients. And I just want to keep that going up there and keep it very relevant and very fresh in the community.
So just keep the flow?
Absolutely.
And Katie, what do you want to pass to Becca? What do you want to leave in Paradise, being that you're going to be leaving Paradise, because it's going to be sad. So you're going to leave something behind. So what
it
are you going to leave behind?
It is very bittersweet. It really is. But, you know, she really just summed it up. It's really just keeping it going and putting her twist on it, putting a Becca twist on it, and, you know, adding a program or two. And like she said, maybe, you know, she wants to maybe do a barbecue or an Easter egg hunt. You know, that's what we do. And we keep it fresh and new. And she summed it all up. But I think, you know, leaving, I love what I've been able to do in Paradise, and I believe that I have made a mark, and I can't wait to continue what I've been doing in Paradise and continue the ministry, and I'm very happy with what I've done.
Well, you've gotten to listen to the Salvation Army women today. Becca, who's taking over. Katie, who's leaving. We send out the old, we bring in the new. And I hope you guys have been encouraged, been blessed. I'm going to continue on with the show since we have a few minutes. And The guests can stay here if they want. But actually, I want to thank them for being on the program this morning. And I want to encourage you folks to know that we're here not for us, but for you. We're here to give you guys a thumbs up and to let you guys know what's available to you in the area. There's a lot of times you're down and out and you're like, nobody here, nobody cares. Well, the Salvation Army cares and they're there for you. There's other programs up there that cares for you. The Lions Club cares for you. And the Lions Club is getting ready to do a football game, all-star football game up there. And I'm a part of the Lions, and the Lions does a lot of projects in Paradise. Other clubs that does a lot of Paradise projects. And the projects are so that you guys can be helped. You guys can be benefited. Those of you that are having a hard time, the economy's bad, the water's low, but our God still rules. And our God still wants to meet needs. And our God still has put together programs that can help meet your needs. And I hope that people that have listened today to the show, I hope that you will get behind the Salvation Army. And I hope that you'll go and you'll support the thrift store. I hope that you'll go and you'll support any of the programs that they're doing. Go out to Donut Days next week and say, I heard about Donut Days on the radio program. I'm sure that they'll be glad to know that there's people out there that were listening to this program. And I also want to just let you guys know out there, too, that if you have any show that you'd like to be added to this program or have on this program or any guest out there that you want to have added, let us know. Let me know. Let me know, because I only want to bring stuff that's going to be encouraging, uplifting, educational, informative, but most of all, bringing God the glory and the praise for the time that we have on the air. We only come to you once a week for an hour. And some of our guests find an hour to be way too long. Some of our guests find 30 minutes to be way too short. Some of our guests are preachers and they love to go more than an hour. So I don't care who you are, whoever you are that you want to come on the program and you've got something wonderful to talk about. Mind you, I have a lot of guests between now and August. But if you are interested in future programming and future, you know, and if you guys just want to support the program and you want to know how to do that, feel free to call the 894-7325 number. Well, I think we're going to be running a little short today, unfortunately. I didn't want to run so short, but my guests are already out of the studio. They've already ran off. They're already back on their way to paradise. No, they're still in the studio, but they're just quiet. But, you know, let me know what you thought about them. And also, too, I am here for you. Remember that. Remember that I have the gift to gab, and I love to talk, and I love to encourage people. I love to be a blessing to you, and I hope that I am. And anybody, I don't care where you're listening to me. If you're listening to me from San Jose, you're listening to me from Wyoming, wherever you're listening, feel free to contact the 800 number and let us know. Let us know that you're being blessed by our program. Well, we're going to let this 10 minutes, I believe it's 10 minutes. We're going to be playing music today for 10 minutes. We'll have 10 minutes of music. And we're going to basically have to put on out to you folks and say that we're glad to have you on the program. Glad to have you listening to the program. And we're glad to have our guest today. All right, we're going to let this show go out and be blessed. And next week, we have Lord's Gym from Oroville. If you want to know about the Lord's Gym, feel free to listen. We will have Steve Orsello and possibly one other guest. They will be talking about the Lord's Gym. And another thing is every Thursday night is the Farmer's Market in Chico at 6 o'clock. It's a Thursday, and remember, you have nothing to do. Remember to go out to the Farmer's Market. And spend your dollars at the Farmer's Market. KKXX will be out there in July. We were out there last week. It was a blast. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a great week. God bless.
Christ Today is a local nonprofit and non-denominational ministry here on KKXX. You can contact Curtis Smith with your feedback toll-free at 855-930-1045. That's 855-930-1045, and join us every Saturday at 11 here on KKXX for more Christ Today. Give me shelter and cover me with your mercy. You are moving all around us. We are kneeling, desperately seeking your shine your light.
Are you on the run and need your vehicle to be in top condition? Avoid unexpected breakdowns. Come see Lions Express Lube and Oil. Get peace of mind with fast, reliable services. Do you have a maintenance check light on? Lions Express Lube and Oil, locally owned for the last 26 years, can reset that light on most foreign and domestic vehicles and RVs. With all the pollen, mold, and mildew in the air coming into your vehicle, let us check your cabin filter. Yes, some vehicles have cabin filters, and we can clean up your air. Lions Express Lube and Oil at 5605 Almond Street in Paradise, on the corner of Birch and Almond. Our number is 872-8583. 872-8583. We love to see you.